Hare Krishna, questo è il secondo giorno, second day of the regular course, book distribution. Hare Krishna, welcome. Are there any new faces? I see some new faces.
Ask them, stand up, where are you from?
Stand up, where are you from, what's your name?
Why are you here?
Why are you here? It's why. The why.
I'm Vaidya Gaur Haridas. And I'm here to improve my English.
Where are you from?
Germany.
Okay?
Germany. Heidelberg.
Okay? Okay.
Ukraine. Originally
Ukraine. Okay, so did you do your homework? Yesterday?
Everybody showed their student.
And anybody had already learned principle and values? Raise hand. Very good. Okay. So today we hopefully will learn something about what we need to do good distribution, the skill that we need, the basic skill. And then Lavina will explain the psychology that is behind this, the technique in itself. But I want to ask you a question. Do we really need any skill to do good distribution, any ability to do good distribution? Do we need any? This or not? What is your feeling?
Unless you have skill, you will not be.
Yes, but I mean, we really need to have some technique. Yes?
I think you don't need any material qualifications or material skills, but the more you know, the better you can do, I think. Not always works like that. Sometimes someone has no skill and they do very well.
Alina? Okay. Anyone else?
I think for the beginning it's very good. When you just start,
speak loudly.
When you just started book distribution, it's very good to have skills because usually you just don't know what to do on the street. And later on, when you become more familiar with the service and empowered by the Lord to do it naturally, you become more spontaneous, but still the skills are
not
useful. I see.
Anyone else? Ramesh, please. Yeah, nothing is, no qualification is bad, at least I don't. But the reality is, once I got some training, my score is quadruple.
I see. Hello?
I think this question is really maybe necessary, but not sufficient. Necessary, it's nice to have skills, but still you have the purity also, which is said yesterday.
So, Mataji?
Yeah, if you are based on material skill, then you will not stay for long time. If you are based on purity, then the skills will come, if you don't have them already, they will come as a consequence of your effort and your desire to serve.
Thank you. So do you want to know what Srila Prabhupada was thinking about this? Interesting, huh? It's a very small quote. This is a conversation of March the 2nd, 1975. Our only technique is to be very devout followers of the rules and regulations. Thus, that's it. But on the other hand, he says to Bali Mardan, the 13th of September, 1972, the fact is that we have to adopt the same tactics as ordinary salesmen adopt. But the difference is that we do for the satisfaction of Krishna and they do it for sense gratification. So both are there. And Krishna Kshetra Prabhu said one very interesting thing about the importance of book distribution. The Krishna consciousness movement is a movement which is meant for saving people from death. It is not less than that. That is the mission of this Krishna consciousness movement. So, Definitely, Srila Prabhupada says that, you know, the purity is the force, but we also have to have some techniques. So, I just want to ask you, what are the basic skills that we need for to do book distribution, to distribute books? What are, you know, like? Yeah, close the student handbook. What did you?
Communication.
Communication, yes.
Listen
and skill. Yes, good. Be attentive to what the people say. Yeah. Communication is a problem.
Helping people, stopping them, learning to stop, and to create.
So you need some technique how to stop the people, you know, because, you know, if they're not stopping, how can you have interaction? So that's also interesting. But they're both good. I mean, it's not the one is contracting the other.
To attract people somehow, to tell the book.
To attract people? So to say interesting things about the book. So this is the interaction. Yes.
Entertain them.
So use of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Impress them with a response.
So be a nice representative of ISKCON. So not dressed, etc. Good also. What did you?
Ask for donation properly.
Yes, of course. Parameshwar Prabhu?
Prabhupada said, flatter them like anything.
Pardon?
Prabhupada said, flatter them like anything.
Yeah, that's good. So, we heard from you basically all the three categories of the interaction with the public. We have to stop them, we have to have a conversation with them, listen to them, and then we have to close the deal. So, can we see it on the...
Can you turn on the switch there on the wall, please? The power switch. It has to be down. Is it on?
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say a few things before we see this. We have to have faith in Krishna anyway. So Krishna is helping no matter what skill you have. I have a nice story to enhance this. Actually, there are two stories. One of Brihabhanu Prabhu, which many of you, if you're from Germany, you know him. One time he had a back problem. He couldn't stand up, he couldn't walk. But it was marathon time, so he was really attached to that. So what he did, he was driven by another devotee to a very big street where the people were passing by, and it was in winter, and he had his window rolled down, and he was just, you know, half laying in the car, and he would just point to the person like this and say like this. And the person was coming to him, and he was distributing an average of 250 big books a day, just with that. So what skill is that, you know? Nothing. But Krishna was helping him because of the desire. Another thing, very interesting, these are real, I mean, it's not something that it's real, something that happened. And another thing that happened in Italy, there was one devotee coming from Russia. He didn't speak a word of Italian, nothing. But he had a very strong desire and a very big faith in book distribution. So he was asking me, he was begging me, please, you know, can I come out with you? I said, Prabhu, you know, the people, they don't react in the same way when you are in one person or two persons, so it's better. So he said, okay, then can I have a recording of you? So I said, okay. Then I had my tape recorder hidden somewhere. And then he was listening to this recording. He made a CD, and he was listening, and he memorized everything that I was saying to the people, but he didn't understand one word of each other. He was just, you know, like a parrot. And he went out and he was distributing 770 big books a day for the whole marathon. That was amazing, you know, just repeating few sentences. No. So this is faith. Krishna is helping if you have faith. And another instance is the people buy the devotee, not the book. This is Srila Prabhupada that says that. So it's important that, like we read before, that your spiritual practice is very profound and you are chanting your rounds very attentively and you read the books very attentively and you have a very nice attitude in distributing them. And then another one that Srila Prabhupada said is, mean what you say. Mean what you say. You know, what you say is, has to be part of you. There was a devotee in Russia, and he was distributing books on the street, and he saw one man with a big sausage. He just bought it. So he was giving the book, and the man said, "Too bad, you know, I just bought this sausage, I cannot buy the book." So the devotee was, you know, he felt bad for this man, and he was preaching to him with his heart, you know, in his hand. And he said, "Look, you know, you're very unfortunate, because this book, it is very good for you, for your life, for your future, for your family. But now you bought this sausage. This will cause you problems in the body, in the mind, in the future, because the karma will come up." And so, and then this man went away. And then after some time, he came back with the money. Said, "I sold the sausage. No, I had the money. Give me that book." You know, so this is important. How you say things. If you mean the things you are saying, they have a very big weight. You know, they, you know, very big impact on the person that is listening. And another one is, it is not what you say, but how you say it. And this is a really amazing story. It's very famous. Maybe, but you are very young. Maybe you don't know it. This is occurring in France. And there was a devotee, Krishna friend, when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, that was very dirty. They call it Big Ben, I think, something like that. And he was so dirty and so bad smelling that they didn't allow him to come in the temple. He was just, you know, all the devotees, they were thinking of him like an animal. He's an animal. But one time Prabhupada came, and this Big Ben just sneaked through the devotees and he's, you know, make dandavat in front of Prabhupada's feet. So Prabhupada was stopping like this, and he stayed there for 3 minutes, 4 minutes. So Prabhupada then said, "All right." So he gave the mercy. So they let him the temple. And Prabhupada that day was giving a lecture on Sankirtan. So Big Ben was listening. And he said, "I want to do Sankirtan." And the devotee said, "Forget it. You know, you are like a pig. You know, you smell like anything. I can perceive your smell from, you know, 200 meters. You know, this is not possible." But he was insisting. Actually, the first time he went out, he was stealing the books. Stealing the books from the book locker, and then he went out. And then he came back with the money, and he gave the money to the temple commander, president, whatever. And actually, he was allowed to go out. And amazingly, he became the first book distributor in these times. So the devotees were bewildered, you know. He was not even able to speak properly. He was like, like this, you know. Amazing. So the devotee went behind him, see what he was saying to the people. And this was his mantra. Very interesting. So he was going to the people, to the person. He showed the picture of Srila Prabhupada and said, "He saved me. He can save you too." That's it. He didn't say anything else. And the people said, yeah, I can see you are saved. I can be also saved. Why not? And you take the book. So it's not what you say, but how you say it. He was saying from the heart, you know, because he was, you know, like a pig and became not only a human being, but a devotee. So, thank you. We have, first of all, I want to pass out this leaflet and give you some. Just pass it out. Keep one for yourself. Oh, pass it up.
One more.
Ah, original, wow. We have to frame it. Okay, everybody has lily flat? You can keep this one for you. And you can add in brief and clear humor that was added lately. Presentation, brief and clear, you can add humor. So, first one is approach and opening. So, as you can see, in this leaflet, there is a round with eye contact, body language, truthfulness, be personal, right? So all these things must be there in the transaction. That means in the approach, in the presentation, and in the conclusion. You have always to look at the person eye to eye. You have to see the body language. Amina will talk more broadly about this in the afternoon, in the second lesson this morning. Truthfulness, I mean, you have to say the truth, beginning, middle, and end. Don't sneak around. It's better for you, it's better for them, it's better for the distribution in general. And be personal. Be personal means that, you know, you are not a machine, you are not presentation, conclusion, like this, you know. You have to be personal. If there is something in between, like the person is showing some interest, ask you a question and say, no, dear gentlemen, this is the presentation. You have to ask the question after. I'm in the lecture right now. You cannot do like that. And you have to be very personal, very accommodating to the situation. So you just interact. And if there is a challenge, huh? Are you from that sect? Then you cannot say, this is coming, you know, just in a few minutes, just wait a little bit. I have to say something else. No, you want to say it. You want to ask it now, so you have to say it immediately. The point I want to make is that you need to be on a personal level to the person. You try to facilitate this person. And so if somebody asks you something, just politely respond immediately. And then you can start, this is explained, you know, you can start from wherever you left, or you can just skip some part of the mantra. Sometimes the mantra is just approach and conclusion. There is no presentation. Or sometimes there is no approach, there is just presentation. Or sometimes there is just conclusion. You know, you want it? No. Bus. Feeling. Yes, that's important for me. Next one. Are there any questions so far? Yes? Was it a problem?
What's the answer to you?
Are you part of a sect? Usually I ask a question back. I say, what do you mean by sect? I never heard that word. That is really, because they just, people, they just say what they heard and they don't really reflect on the meaning of the word.
We'll deal with it in psychology.
Yeah, this is the second part of the morning. This is psychology, you know, how to deal with these things. Any other questions? Mataji?
You put the book in their hands.
Yeah, this is the, in the approach, yes, yes. This is, yeah, this is, it's difficult. This reset is difficult, so it's a challenge. Uh-huh. Okay, we will come in a second. This is the second point in the presentation. Okay, presentation interaction. So we have to say something more in approach.
Yes.
Because we are here, we are already in presentation. So approach, book in hands. That means that as soon as you present yourself, you have to show politely and gently the book to the person in order the person to have it.
It's just introducing the three stages. We will do some presentations to each one right now.
Yeah, I'm just going through this and then we can go through it. So that means that Of course, if you're giving something to a person, you have to say something also. You cannot just, you know, automatically go like this, because the people, they don't know what are you doing. So while you are presenting yourself, you have to say, this is for you. Or we are distributing, like Lina said, we are distributing this to everybody in this town. Like this, you know, you have to give a reason why you're giving the book. This is important. And if the reason is a good reason, then each one of us can, you know, see in time, place, and circumstance what is better. Like, I'm presenting myself as a missionary, and I just say to the people, you know, this is for you. This is the book of this year. It's nothing very intelligent, but, you know, because I go in the same place year after year. So this year I'm distributing this, and this is the truth. Exactly the truth. I'm here now, and I'm giving you this. And then they might be a key phrase, which can be at the beginning, and the middle, or the end of the approach. The key phrase I use personally is the art of never get angry, which is not the title of the book. The book is whatever book, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, it doesn't matter.
But your motto.
Yeah, the key phrase that I use to relate all the books of Srila Prabhupada to the person is, this is for you, I call it the art of never get angry, which is not the title of the book, it's something else. But this usually makes some, you know, easiest the situation. The situation becomes more easy. So the people usually laugh, ha ha ha. Not always, but sometimes, quite often they do it. So this is kind of relaxing the situation. And then there is the presentation. Presentation is also at the beginning, like you have to present yourself. The presentation means the presentation of the book. So the person now has the book in their hand, in his hand or her hand, whatever. And of course, I forgot to mention one important thing that we just went slightly yesterday. When the people sees you, then she has three questions. Who is this person? What is he doing? And what is the gain for me? And of course, we have books, so how much is the cost of the books also? So we have to respond to these three questions very, very fast as we can. But we don't have to be rushing. So we have to be calm, relaxed, smiling. Smile always is very good. And we have to be quick. We have to be very attentive. In the mantra, there are so many things that we have to take care of. The attentiveness is one of them. We will do that in another section about how to become top book distributor, which is maybe not for everyone, not everyone has this goal, but it's good to know at least. So, presentation usually should be brief and clear. Whatever is in the book, you find out. Of course, you have to know very well the book you are distributing. And you can just, you know, think about something that really impressed you, like Gita Govinda Mataji was, at one point she said, why don't I distribute the books on their own merit? This is a lecture that Navina will do very soon. So she started to say, oh, this Bhagavatam is brighter than the sun. It can dispel all the darkness in this, you know, society, and you know, you will have light to see everything. So this is straightforward from the Bhagavatam. So whatever you say, it has to be in the book that you are distributing. Like myself, I say this, the art of never get angry, because it's very brief, and it can be the beginning, the middle, and the end. I didn't invent it. I took it from a devotee, Guru Charan Prabhu, which is a good distributor in Italy, senior book distributor. And I thought it was great, because, you know, I can relate it to any book. in a way or another, also to the cookbook, the Lamertal, as I said, you know, you can relate it to everything. So we have to have a presentation, brief, but exhausting, like, you know, you have to say everything. And of course, there is interaction, so you can ask question to the person. It's good also to ask the name of the person if you don't know it before, because some, you know, like I'm doing the door-to-door, so I see the name, so I memorize the name. But this is also mentioned in another lecture. Any questions about presentation?
How can we present ourselves? What does it exactly mean? Just say your name or something like
that? This depends where you are, if you are wearing karmic clothes, if you can disclose your identity. For like the example in Italy, we are recognized not as a religion but as a ente moralis, some institution recognized from the government, and is institution with the goal of religion, something like that. So we have a badge, an ID card with a picture with written missionary and everything else. So I present myself as a missionary. So in this way, you say the truth, basically. It's better to say the truth. If you can't say the truth, say something else, the nearer to the truth possible. I don't know how to use the switch. I tried that.
You want to first?
I'm not good at it.
I can't even quickly.
Any other questions?
I see here in this chart there's approach and presentation and conclusion. And then in the key phrase is connected to the approach, and it's also connected to the presentation.
Yes.
And it's also connected. And so how is the key phrase connected to the approach and the presentation?
Yeah, because like in my case, I found a key phrase that can be at the beginning of the approach, at the end of the approach, at the beginning of the presentation, and the end of the presentation. Can be everywhere. Like, you know, this is very brief and clear, because usually the people, I mean, in my experience, they don't have much time. And if they have time, no problem. We sit down and we talk about the books. This is no problem. We just open the book, start to read about it. No problem. But usually the people are, you know, they do things quickly. I don't do much the street, but also in door-to-door shops, offices especially, you know, they are working, so they don't have much time to waste, quote unquote. So you have to be very concise, very, you know. And this is, you know, really solving most of the problems. And another thing that I didn't mention, you should add after brief and clear in the presentation, humor. The use of humor, especially in some cases, like, you know, where the people are working, especially in small industries where the boss is present, etc. Then this humor is like, you know, of course the humor must be first class, not, you know, you don't have to tell dirty jokes or, you know, blaspheme people, like, you know, discriminate, you know, on the color of the skin or, you know, the faith or whatever. First class humor. This is really, you know, just loosening the tension and giving a nice feel to have a nice presentation. Any other question on presentation?
This card, I think the card is made by the temple?
Yes, this is made up, this is made by the temple. Yeah, there are different styles. The thing is that it has to be authorized. I mean, whatever is written on the card must be, yeah, written. Because, you know, you do it on the computer, everybody can do an ID card. I mean, I can do it, so many, no? But it has to be recognized. So there is, like in the one we wear, there is the recognition from the government, the date, the number of the stuff, you know, this paper that the law number, blah, 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 blah. This year, etc., etc., the Minister of the Internal Affairs, gave this permission to this blah blah blah.
Permission to do what?
No, 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 no. This is just a recognition from the government.
That's what? They give you the right to be the street distributor?
Not automatically, but you know, at least you are recognized from the government. So that is more or less a pass to go everywhere. This is very important. I make another, you know, comment about our place. In Italy, for example, we have a very strange law. And in the books, behind the books, there is written free copy. Free copy because, you know, this book is a campaign to enhance these spiritual values. And then underneath there is value Euro 7 or Euro 8. So there is the price and free copy. So it is a little challenging for the book distributor. But this is also a good thing, because if you say the truth, then the people understand. The price is there because BBT has to pay the tax on the value of the book. So the value must be on the book. And it is true that it's a free copy. So I just tell the people, this is a, I don't tell them a free copy. This is a, in Italian there is a word, a champion, like a sample, I think is in English. This is a sample, printing sample, and this is for you. And you can, I mean, this is the third, the conclusion, but, and if they ask, but what do you mean, you know, this is free? I say, yeah, of course, this is free. If you want it, you can have it for free. But, you know, we are missionary and we have some printing cost, which is, depends, 3 euros, 5 euros. If you want to give a contribution for this printing cost, okay. If you want to keep it for free, keep it. But just promise to me that you are reading it. That's all. You just give the truth, straightforward. And they understand. They understand that it's not really polite to play games with the missionary because he's, you know, he's a volunteer. And like that, you know, this is another thing on psychology, which comes next. Any other questions?
Are you using devotional thoughts sometimes?
Pardon?
Are you using devotional thoughts?
Always. I'm always using devotional thoughts. I never, maybe one, I distributed in karmic thoughts. It didn't change much, but for the devotee, to be able to distribute in dhoti and kurta is very good. I mean, it helps you to identify with the person you are as a devotee, as a missionary. And if you mean what you say, the people take you seriously, very seriously. Any other questions?
Sometimes, usually, in one country, if you don't allow the devotees, you cannot
spread. Of course. Of course, think time, place, and circumstance. If you cannot use devotional clothes, you can use karmic clothes. Karina?
You want to start with the approach and opening? You want to show how you do it?
Okay. So, we can do a little situation, or we just pretend to have a person?
Just whatever you want.
I feel more comfortable if somebody is there, you know, okay, in person.
So we need a volunteer.
Me.
Oh. You? Sure?
Yes.
Are you a good lady?
Yes. Okay. I met this too many times. So I stay in the street all the time.
Okay. So I'm on the street. Okay.
Can you present the scene? What's the scene?
She said she's on the street.
On the street. Okay.
On the street.
But I'm not on the street.
But he's supposed to go street. Can you be in a housewife?
Okay. I am in my house.
Can you do that?
Here is my house.
So before I ring the bell, I look at the name. What's your name?
Premavati.
Premavati. Oh, that's a nice devotional name. Ring.
Who are you?
Oh!
No, but I don't open. I don't open the door.
You don't open the
door?
No. Door
me, closed. Before I open the door, I ask, who are you?
I'm Padre Antonio, I'm a missionary.
Okay. One moment, I dress. Okay, no.
You are.
I open the door.
Oh, good morning. I'm Padre Antonio, how are you?
Good morning.
Good? Everything is good?
Well, no, not very good.
Not very good.
I am very tired.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, this is the art of never get angry. This is a book that I'm distributing this year to everybody.
What is it?
This is a book.
Book? Yeah, I know it's one
and,
book.
And this is, you know, the art of never get angry. It's not really the title, but...
But one must stay angry.
Yeah. When you read it, you will become
more enjoyable. I am angry all the time.
Then you read it. And this is a sample. And you can give a donation if you want, you know. Well, I'm not using donation, sorry. I'm using contribution. You can give a contribution for the mission.
Yeah,
if you want.
This book about what?
Well, you know, we have €3 printing cost. You can give whatever you want.
Yeah, but this book is speaking about what?
This is actually is the nectar of the distribution. This is very interesting. This is talks how this the books of Srila Prabhupada, which is our founder.
Srila Prabhupada, who is Srila Prabhupada?
You turn the book on the other side? No, sorry. Usually the here is in the front. Usually the music is in the back.
I don't know for me.
Srila Prabhupada is a very famous teacher of Bhakti Yoga. Have you ever heard of yoga?
I like yoga.
I see Prema Bhakti was very
yoga,
name.
Yoga. I like India yoga.
Oh, that's nice. So you will find all these interesting stories about book distribution and how to distribute books. And this is, like Navina said before, you know, yesterday, this is like a Bible for distribution.
But I mean, I don't need a book distribution.
Anyway, that's what you get now, but it's very good, you know. Of course, I should have another book. Maybe
no,
but
this
time.
I don't
okay.
I don't need.
Maybe the small one?
I will.
Yeah, Bhagavad Gita.
This is here.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. This is much better. Huh? This is about yoga meditation. So this is costing about €5 printing cost. Whatever you give more is for the mission. Yeah, this is the
case.
Yeah.
I like the photos, I like.
That's good.
You want this? For what is it? For what?
This is for everything. This is teaches you who you are, what is the purpose of life, who is God,
who I am me?
What is the relationship between you and God, etc. How this material creation works, how the laws of nature work. It's very interesting.
You believe in God?
Yes.
You believe in God?
Yes, of course. You know, we are monks. We are
the last time yeah, you believe in nothing. No God, no nothing. Everybody is so materialist, no?
Anyway, you know, if you don't want the books, but if you want to see us, we have a center nearby. Come visit us. Oh, okay. Because, you know, we are distributing and we are not really, you know, much time.
Believe.
But on Sunday. On Sunday we have all the time you need, you know, to talk about whatever you want to feel.
Okay, you don't have time.
Right now, you know, we are distributing, you know, I have friends that are waiting for me. I'm very sorry. But if you come on Sunday, I will give you all the time.
What is the address?
Third page, at the beginning, in the third page. There are all the addresses of all the centers. There is one just nearby, near...
I can help you, number 4?
Yes, of course. I will write it down for you. Hopefully I will have a car sooner or later. This is my car.
Okay.
And if you give a contribution, this is okay. For the printing, and if you give a little more, it's for the mission.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
So come and visit us. And you can bring all your friends, you know, and there is also a free vegetarian meal. Okay?
Free?
Any questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Just, you gave your card. It was a personal card or from the temple?
Personal card.
Yeah. Personal.
Yeah. I don't have it yet, but I will do it. Otherwise, I give my personal phone number, because usually in the temple,
at least in my temple, the telephone is in the pujari department. So sometimes when they call, people are there, but they cannot answer. So I give my personal cell phone, so it's much better.
Was it a problem? Invitation card also.
Pardon?
And also you give invitation to temple.
Yeah, the invitation I said, I just say at the end of the conclusion that we are giving a free vegetarian every Sunday, there is an office. And you can find the addresses on the third page of the book. You can choose which one you want. Sometimes I tell them, I suggest you this. You know, like if I see a person which is like, you know, likes nature like that. You know, we have a very nice center in Italy, which is called Villa Regale, which has a very beautiful park. So I tell you, go here, you know, because you would like it.
I have this experience. I have this experience a few times that I mentioned the donation part, and I get people to pretend that they don't hear that, and so then they go on pretending until they come from their point of view. They are hoping I'm going to let them off without giving anything. My point of view, I have to mention again and again the donation part, and I tend in the end to get to lose my temper. I may not, but I just don't know how to handle this.
You want to do this right now? You should just do approach, or you want to do approach and interaction and closing?
Yeah, we can do the closing, because now of course the approach means everything. You cannot do just the approach and then stop.
Then
No. This is the conclusion. This is the conclusion. Anyway, more or less the conclusion is the heaviest part, because you know we are taking the honey from them. We have to be convinced in first place that this is for their good, that they are giving sanctification. So if the condition is not so deep, that is maybe why we have some difficulty. Maybe. Or of course the person may, you know, if they have something for free, it's better. But if it is clear from the beginning that this is not for free. Like in Italy I say this is for free but it's not for free. This is like it's stupid to say it's for free but it's not. But it works. It works perfectly. Better than before, when we had no price, nothing for that. Better than before.
I'm sorry.
Much better.
This idea of giving the impression that it's free and not for free, in my experience, is that
clean. No, it's not the impression. It is printed in the book. You know, free, okay. And there is a price. It's in the book.
My experience is that people hate this. They don't like me for it.
This is Italy. Before it was Italy.
I don't know about it.
Some things, Hare Krishna, we'll get to you. One second. Some things which Prabhupada mentioned are very time, place, and circumstance. Like, I've been distributing books in Japan. Japanese person will not buy something from a monk. That doesn't work. It's not their culture. Their culture is, you give them a gift. No, first you come, you bow down to them. Then they bow down to you. Then you give them a gift. Then they give you a gift. If you mention money or selling, it's over. The same thing in Italy, according to their religious tradition, if you see a monk, a missionary, you just give a donation. It is not any way, shape, or form a sale, because it just doesn't work for them like that. But in other countries, like in, you know, a bit more north, people want to know, okay, what's the price, how much is it, this and that, it's got to be very clear. They don't want any of the schmooze and of the nice talk, they just want to know one price, finish. So it's very much time, place, and circumstance. But what Prabhu tried to show us, or what he showed us, was the approach. It's like when you meet somebody at the door, the person is already there. So the important thing is to immediately connect with them and get into the presentation. When you're on the street, it's a different thing. Now before I get into the street part, there's two questions I believe, and then we can get into the second part of the presentation.
think you addressed my point. I mean, I don't think that approach would work in America. But it works in Italy because people really respect the religious system.
Yeah. Very few countries, but in those countries where it does work, you have to do it like that because the selling thing will just fall flat. Same like in some of the Asian countries, as soon as they see monk, for them it's like, you know, and if you come with business, then they get very confused. It becomes very disturbing to them.
I remember once Navina came to Italy, he was still Brahmachari at the time, and he went on the street and he came back at the end and he said, "Prabhu, continue door to door on the street. The people are crazy in Italy. They are crazy." He was really beginning the sauce.
You had a question,
Prabhu. Sorry. In India, how is it in India?
Well, you see how it is.
In India,
it depends where you are.
But
like
in
if you're in Dhammasagar Mela or in Kumbh Mela or on the ISKCON campus, it's a different thing. If you're in an industry and a factory, but in India, people always know you're Hare Krishna. So it's a little bit in between. You know, in between business and charity, you have to kind of walk the thin line, right? It can't be too much business, and also you can't be too much nice. It's always, you have to always weigh it and go straight down the golden line. Maraji, you had a point?
Yes.
You have your hand up.
Like, in my country, it works for charity.
Yeah. And again, the charity thing in certain countries, people just hate it. They say, you know, charity? Okay, write to me a letter. Show me a website.
Show me a social.
Give me, you know, give me a thing so I can pay through the bank. They don't want people on the street begging for some sort of charity. If you're a poor person, I'll give you a dollar or something, you know? But that's it.
I have seen a lot of devotees using humor.
Yes, we get into that. We get into the humor. Humor is just now coming. Okay? So, you want me to do the street?
Yeah.
Actually, there's three parts of the presentation. Beginning, middle, and end. Beginning is the approach. It's how you meet somebody. Like on door to door, you just ring the bell, the person comes. Okay, there was a little interaction there at the door when she was inside. Did you get that? Very important. You know? Sometimes people are a little inhibited. So you have to kind of break the ice. It's the same like on the street. You have to do that little connecting thing there to actually get their attention. You can't say, oh, I don't want to do that. I just want to present the books. Well, then you have to sit behind a book table or a shop where people come and they approach you. But even if you have the experience, you might be behind the counter, but still people are walking by, but you still have to sometimes call out to them, right? And address them and speak with them and call them to your place. So, we already know the three parts, beginning, interaction, and end, closing the deal. Right now we're dealing with beginning, starting up. So Prabhu showed how it works door to door. I'm going to show you a few things which can work when you're on the street. The main thing is you have to get the attention of the person. How do you get the attention of somebody? What am I doing right now? Yes, I'm making signs. What else am I doing?
I'm talking loud.
I'm talking loud, yes. What else am I doing?
Looking them in the eye.
I'm looking you in the eye, exactly. What else am I doing? Body language. I'm moving myself. Exactly. If you're doing those four things, you have a good chance that the person will actually connect with you. You got to do one of those four things. You can't just be somewhere and hold out the book, you know. Or as they say, you know, you can't put a stool in the field and think that the cow will back up to you. You understand that? You know what a stool is? It's a little wooden thing, you know, with one foot, which a farmer uses to milk the cows. So you cannot put that in the middle of the field and sit down and hope that the cow will come so you can milk it. You have to go to the cow and let it know that you want to milk it. That's your job as a book distributor. So you have to do one of those four things. Sometimes the people, even while doing all those things, they are not reciprocating. Then you have to make a bit of noise, or you have to touch them, you know? You might not like it, but sometimes people are so absorbed in what they're doing. So you just have to say, hey, how's it going? Yeah, you know?
Yes. You know? Sometimes that's necessary because people are too much in their own movie. They're too much absorbed in their own bubble. And we want to get them absorbed in our program, in our bubble. That's why sometimes you have to speak a little loud, you have to project your voice, you have to wave, you have to do some stuff. Now that's not because we like being artists and dramatic and all that, or like when, you know, Ekolavi Prabhu speaks like that. No, that's just so he can reach everybody in the audience. Because otherwise half of the crowd just shuts off. I've seen around now, half the room was just shut off. We were doing other stuff, thinking other things. Will there be enough lunch today? Oh, it's Ekadashi, I've got to fast, blah, blah, blah. I can hear your minds, you know? It's very loud in here, even though it's so-called quiet. Why? Because it's my job. It's my duty. I'm a book distributor. We get to that in the next lesson in psychology. We're talking about approach here. When people come walking, like for instance, walking street, you're on a sidewalk, like you're in Melbourne, right in front of the Govindas, and there's people walking, sometimes very fast. Paris, Champs-Élysées, you know? There's like 5 people per second rushing down. Now who do you approach? Who do you pick? You can say, we're, you know, Pandita Samadarshina. Anybody is as good as everybody, right? But some people are just more likely to stop. Some people are easier to stop than others. Especially initially in the beginning. If you're not so experienced, don't go for the people who run. Don't go for the people who are super fast, who are very much absorbed in their own bubble. Because you have to draw them into your program, into your bubble. If you are using most of your energy just to get people's attentions and to get them to stop, you have already spent half or two-thirds of your energy. And then in the end, you're all tired. Yeah, what is it all about? I'm just tired. You know? Has it ever happened to you? You get so tired, you know? That's why certain environments, if you don't find yourself comfortable, go to another spot which is not so busy. You don't have to be a... How many people can you talk to at one time? How many people does it need?
One.
Usually you sell a few books to one person. You don't need 10 or 20 or 50 people rushing at you. You just need one person. You can be in a little village on the street where there's nothing happening, nobody is running anywhere, nowhere to go, and that person is just doing their groceries, you just have to lift your finger, your hand. They'll just see you and they say, hey, a new guy's in town. And they buy the book. But if you're in Times Square or in Champs-Élysées or down in Rio, people are just rushing like mad fish, you know? And you have to practically, we call it harpooning. You know a harpoon? It's a long lance, you know, where you point the tip. You need to practically ram that through the chest, you know, to get them to stop. And they don't like it because they're on a mission, they're on a program. You don't know, these people are busy. They got 40 minutes for lunch. And they have to go to their shopping, they have to go to the bank, they have to eat a sandwich, they have to smoke a cigarette, they have to go to the bathroom, and they have to be back on the job. They're not Hare Krishnas, you know? Well, yeah, you know, breakfast, maybe, little bit later, chanting some rounds, you know? They're not in our movie, they're not in this program. They're on a clock. They have to put in their 55, 60 hours a week. Otherwise, they don't get paid. They lose their job. And here you're standing right in front of them and demand the second most precious thing to them, which is their time. So unless you are actually making connection and presenting it in a very nice way, they don't want to deal with you. So you have to be sensible. You know what sensible is? Consider it. You actually feel for the person. A Vaishnava is Paradukaduki. When we see these people in the rat race, we have to feel the suffering for them. And we should not aggravate their suffering. We should alleviate their suffering. So we should be as expert, as concise, as snappy, as brisk as possible. You don't have to give big talks, big lectures. If you want to give big talks, get yourself a dog. You know? You know a dog, they listen, the man's best friend. or get married, then you can talk to each other. You know? You have big talks and big discussions. But on the street, it's not happening because people don't want to hear it. They don't want to have any of it. When you go to a person and you approach, you have to give them the impression, okay, I know you're busy, I value your time, this is going to be quick, it might hurt a little bit, but it's going to be okay, like the doctor, you know? And then you make, oh, ah, this, that, and boom, the needle is in, tack, okay, that's all right, you can go now. It's as easy as that. But you have to know what you're doing. If your needle is blunt, you know, if it's not sharp, and you just stab the person all over, you know, it's not a very nice experience, right? I was doing acupuncture, there was a Chinese lady, she was quite good, you know. She just threw those things at me, you know. It was like a matter of 20 seconds and the needles were all over, you know. You just lie there. And she goes about it like, you know, oh, okay, make some tea here and do a little cleaning there and put some needles. Why? Because she knows the job. She's expert. So in the same way, we should become expert. We should know our job. So, when you see the person, make eye contact, speak to them. Sometimes they don't want to make eye contact. Then you speak to them, then you approach them. But don't just get right up close in their face. Because then sometimes people will just walk right over you. Or they'll pick you up, put you down, and walk over you. It's not very nice. So in the beginning, if you see that the people are a little bit intense, they're a little bit tough to stop, then you have to find the people who are a bit slower, who are a bit more relaxed. They might be looking at the shops, they might just be standing around, they might have a break. You know, sometimes they come out from the offices and just have a cigarette or do a little bit of shopping, stand out in the sun. Approach those people. But you have to see whether they're actually bums who are just out there drinking, you know, or they're actually people who are, you know, respectable, decent people. So approach. There's so many parts of approach. It all has to do with timing. It's all about speed. You know, when a person comes, you can't just run up to them and say, hey, you! You know, you feel intimidated. You're like, back off. You know, you have to be considerate. You have to do it in a certain pace, in a certain motion. Also, when you give people the book, you know, you don't just go like this, you know, you put it to their... This is not to eat, you know? And you just don't ram it into people's mouth. Or you don't go like super fast, you know, like it's a frisbee or something. You know, you have to do it with a certain speed. Also, you don't go like, you know, like slow motion. Because otherwise the person is gone. But these things, you learn them after so many mistakes. Why are we two up here? Because we have made the experience. We have done the mistakes. I have made more mistakes than are in all these books. So that's why I'm qualified to speak on this topic. And I don't want you to make all these same mistakes. Because some of them are innocent mistakes, some of them are stupid mistakes, some of them are harmful mistakes. And you shouldn't do them. Because otherwise you'll get burned. And you'll burn others. And that's not very nice. Because when you see the bodies who are burnt, you know how it smells like? You ever have burnt milk or something? Yeah, it's not a very nice taste, right? So, and that's why we have to learn these things. So approach, you may approach a person in so many different ways. How you choose them, that's really up to you. After a while, you get some experience, you get some routine. Super Soul will tell you. You'll see who are your favorites, you see who are your least favorites. Sometimes you have to try something new. Don't go for the hard nuts. Don't go for the hardcore, really super heavy people. Go more for the easier ones. Then you can build up as you get more experienced. Any questions on approach? Approach just means you get the person to actually stop and to connect with you. That's the approach. And that's where more than 50% of the devotees blow it. They blow it. It's already downhill. It's already lost game. Because if your beginning is not solid, whatever comes after it has got very weak grounds. Do you ever feel that, oh, I'm already losing this one?
but still I'm dragging it on for another 10 or 15 minutes because I don't want to admit to myself that he's not going to take it. And that hurts, you know, that's painful because you know already the answer is going to be no. I blew it right at the beginning. Why? Because I just said the wrong thing, I did the wrong thing, like that. Rather in the beginning, initially, be sharp, be concise, be considerate, and if the answer is no, so be it. It's not the end of the world, there's 7 billion people out there. Hare Krishna, have a nice day, thank you for your time, and you move on to the next person. Don't be attached. But we're so attached, we think, no, it's this person. Because she's a pretty girl, or because he's a strong guy, or because he's a businessman. Oh, this person has money, this person has nice clothes. Oh, this person is really funny. I want to be with this person. And then it hurts really, you know, because you get attached. So don't get attached, because Krishna will destroy your attachment. He will show you how it's just superficial, it's fake. It's not going to work out. Yes?
I suppose one reason is because after you meet 10 people who won't even talk to you, once you get someone who does, then you tend to be a little attached.
Oh, sure, of course. But then they want to talk to you for the wrong reasons. Just like if you're a girl or a lady, why do the guys want to talk to you in the street? You ever realize? You ever ask yourself that question? Because they're interested in Bhagavad Gita. They want to learn about spiritual life. They want to go by and call back the guy. Okay, so then, why do you think that the guy still wants to talk to you after 20 minutes, even though he has not given the donation, and he has not even taken the book in his hand? Why do you think? In the same way, the guys, opposite, same story. Why? Because we're not honest enough to admit to ourselves that, oh, this person just wants to spend some time with me, but actually is not interested in what I've got to offer here. So, you gotta be on the point. You gotta be straightforward. You gotta be honest. It's all about honesty. It's the last leg of Dharma. It's what we're really trying to uphold. And when we try to do so, Krishna will help us. Krishna will help you. So, the point is in approaching people that you really can't tell who will take or who will not take. You really can't tell. Because people always surprise you. People who look really interested may not take. People who look not very interested and sophisticated, they will take. You really can't go by externals. But you develop, after a while, you develop what's called, what do you call it? A nudge?
Intuition.
Intuition, gut feeling, it's just your own, it's just your own experience. And that's individual. That's for every individual. You have to build it up by yourself. But basically speaking, we should know everybody's a spirit soul, everybody's a servant of Krishna, everybody can take a book if we are pure at heart. All it takes actually is our purity. If you're pure, you can give a book even to demons. Sometimes they may come back later on and want to return it when they realize what they just bought, what they just did. Then don't be upset. You know? Just say, wow, Krishna, by your potency, even this person was able to take the book. And if need be, to appease them, you give them the money back, you take the book, you give it to somebody else. What's the big deal? It happens. Even demons sometimes, they forget themselves completely and do what they're not, you know, supposed to be doing. So, approach. That's where 50% of the things go wrong. I see most of the devotees in the interaction, in the middle part, you're doing okay. You know, present the book, say a few things, show a few pictures, drop a few names. That's usually not where the trouble territory is. Trouble is in the beginning and in the end. Or anybody's got trouble in presenting? In the middle?
Sometimes. When he was spaced out.
Okay, we'll speak about that. Any questions to approaching? Any questions to approach? Yes?
Shyness, how do you like my culture, my country, the girl never goes in the street.
Then do something else. If it's not the culture of the country, do something different. Do what is the culture of the country. Go door to door. Be considerate. If people feel, you know, strange, in dealing with you in a certain way, then you do something different. There's hundreds of ways how you can distribute
then
books.
Our own shyness, because we come from such culture.
Yeah, it depends on your own. But your mental conditioning is part of your culture. It's part of your national conditioning. So
yes.
It's not so easy to drop it. Very few devotees can do that.
To tell someone in the street like that.
Yeah.
So how do you deal?
How? Well, some devotees just don't feel comfortable on the street. Or in the shopping centers, or in the airports, or out in the open. They prefer door to door, one on one. You know, more peaceful. So you might eventually try some other things, but we have to be considerate to our own conditioning, as we have to be considerate to the person's conditioning. That's just natural. Any other questions to approach?
At the bookstore, then you also have to be outside of the store for the people? Or?
It depends on the situation, if it's allowed, if it's legal.
We can't hear the question. Today.
Yeah, at a bookstall, if you're at a book table. We'll discuss book tables later on. Can we put it in the car park? You had a point, and then you had a point.
Well, I learned from Brink Buddy, who he always stresses having a recipe, going out there with a recipe. Mm-hmm. So, like, on a practical level, I don't know if you're going to deal with this more in the future or now is appropriate time, has actually seen an example of how you're stopping people.
Okay. We'll see some this afternoon. I'll show you some video clips, what works and what doesn't work. So we'll see some of that in the afternoon. Well, now we're just taking mechanics. We're just talking about structure. But as Prabhu said in the beginning, this structure might be reversed sometimes. Sometimes you meet a person and it's just straight presentation. Or sometimes it's nothing, it's just donation. And then later on the person is like, whoa, get out. Then you tell a little something. So it's all backwards. But in general, there is a sequence, you know. There is this kind of structure which follows through. And how you do it, how long these parts are, it's very individual. Maybe a couple of seconds, it might be a couple of minutes at the most. But I've seen personally anybody who spends more than 5 to 7 minutes with a person is either very attached or very advanced, or the person is very interested. But it doesn't take more than 5 to 7 minutes to deal with one person in a nice way. Unless they want to buy a full set, or you know, they want to tell you their life story and show you the pictures of their grandchildren. But that's a different topic. Talk more about it.
I just want to explain that the exchange of the layer with the Mataji. She was playing the part of a person of a certain type, and that's because I wasn't going into details so much, because I saw that the person was in front of me was very talkative. She likes to talk a lot. So, like Navina said now, you know, if you get too entangled, you know, and I wasn't sure if she was really interested or not. So, in these cases, I cut it short. I don't talk so much. I just listen a little bit, and then I play the card of, you know, my friend is waiting for me, and I'm responsible for all the, which is also true. But anyway, in order to politely say the time is up, you understand? So usually it's not, I mean, different place, different time, different circumstances, you act in different ways. This is important.
And just to wrap up with approach, something important I forgot. Sometimes you try hard, but you just can't get people to stop. You might speak as loud as you want, you might wave your hands and your flags and your t-shirts, and just people, you know, they don't see you. Then sometimes I just stop yelling and screaming and doing, and you just have to concentrate and go internally and develop your own shakti. And then it's called the magic finger. You don't speak, you just look at people and say you. And you know, you speak in a very moderate tone. And then they actually, So if you become too loud and too, you know, extroverted, sometimes that doesn't work. Then you have to be a little bit more, you know, what do you call it?
Introverted
or a bit more, you know?
Internal,
yes. And become more intense. So whatever works, but every person has their own style, their uniqueness. And that's the wonderful thing about book distribution.
It's not about you have to copy him, you have to copy me, you have to copy the other guy. But you can watch how the devotees are doing it. You can learn from each and every person individually. When I was a young book distributor, I was 15 years old, I would just go out with other devotees and watch them. Watch their every move, watch their every word, write it down, learn their mantras, you know, duplicate it, emulate it, drop what doesn't work, add on new stuff. It was just like work in progress, constantly. When you see people, sports people, who are doing something, like, you know, they're shooting that tennis ball right over, you know, in the right spot, in the right corner. How many tennis balls do you think have they done? You know, a couple of 100,000 or a couple of million, till they get it in such a perfect way. So don't think that because you're out there for a day or two, or a month or two, or a year or two, that now all of a sudden everything is going to work perfectly. But actually, I've seen devotees who are very sincere, who didn't have much skills, social skills, or, you know, they didn't have the looks, they didn't have the words, they didn't have any of that. But just by their sincerity, people would stop, people would take the book, they would listen to them, and they would give a donation. But if you can combine the two, the skill with the character, you've got yourself a winner. Because you can practically stop anybody. Sometimes I have a ratio of 2 to 1. I stop 3 people, 2 people take, 1 person doesn't take. Or at least a 50-50 chance. Like that. And that's better than to have 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 or 1 out of 50. Because sometimes it's like, okay, 1 person took, so now the next 19 people, you know. You know, because I just know in my mind that only 1 out of 20 people will stop. But it shouldn't be like that. Because every person counts, right? Every person, we should try to engage every person. We should try to give every person something. But that really depends a lot on us. So it's not about so much about the mechanics, but it's more about our concentration. Just like you're sitting here 6 hours. Out of these 6 hours, I don't know, maybe 1 hour is you biting fingernails, 1 hour is you scratching your head, 1 hour is you thinking about other things, and 3 hours you're attentive and concentrated because I'm making a lot of noise up here. Okay. But that's fine, that's good enough, fair enough. It's 50%, right? It's not bad, it's a start. And the other stuff, you heard it and you go over it later on, you know, you may be dreaming about it and you read it in your handbook. That's good, that's fine. It's a 50% thing. But our job is so important that we should actually, you know, for every person, for them, it matters a lot what type of consciousness we have. Because that's the discriminating factor whether they're able to take a book or not. They don't care whether you do 5 million books or you do none. Well, what they care is that you're in good consciousness and they can actually take this book. Because for them, that's important. For them, it's a question of life or death. That's how we should see it. And not like, hey, you know, so what? I'm doing another day, another few books, what the heck? You know, win some, lose some. This is an important activity. This should make us very serious. This is a life or death situation. These people may never have the chance again to meet a devotee and get a book. So it's very important that we are in proper consciousness. So approach has been dealt with. You can always ask some more questions if you come up with more stuff. Yes, please.
Regarding the approach, you mentioned that to get the attention of the person, there are different techniques like waving,
yeah,
talking loud, body contact, eye contact, body language. Is there any particular sequence of these things, or do you see them in
the room? Yes. Usually I see the people coming, first thing I see them. Then I have to see whether they see me. Because if I see that they see me, then I have seen them. You get it? Then he knows that I know that he knows. So then it depends. Sometimes you can give them the strong look and they get drawn to you. Sometimes they try to avoid you. So you have to see how they react. There's a lot of things going on there. Then sometimes they haven't seen you. So then you have to, first thing is see. Then you have to go towards them. Then you have to make a little, you have to say something. That's the sequence. And then you start the interaction, the more close, you know. It goes from the more subtle to the more gross.
Close to the eyes.
Yeah.
See them. Then?
Yeah.
Number 2.
Then body language, you move towards them. Then you speak, and last resort, you stand in front of them and you shake them. And you say, hey, you, I mean you, I got something for you. That's the last resort. Like there was one guy in Bombay, he didn't want to, he was heavy metal rock guitarist from Iran. Long black hair, hat, you know, tattoos, metal in his face, guitar case, all black clothes. And he was really interested in the Gita, but he just wouldn't cough up any donation. He wouldn't give any money. And I went like this side, this side, this side, this side, this side, and just, you know, at the other station. He just wouldn't give the money. So then I did what usually I don't do, you know, I just embraced him. I said, Hare Krishna! I had to do it three times because I'm not so pure. But then finally he pulled out his 100 rupees. So sometimes you can't do it this way, then you have to go this way, this way, this way. What do we care? Right? You can't be stereotyped. Oh, it's, you know, it has to be my way. They have to exactly come here, and they have to hold the money in their hand, and it has to be like this, like this, like this. Otherwise, I'm not going to deal with it. No. You won't distribute many books. You have to be ready to adapt. You know, every theory, once it actually hits the ground, it becomes practice, it becomes reality, everything moves. Everything is, you know, fluctuating. Every plan, you know, things go sideways. You have to be able to adapt, improvise. That's Sankirtan. That's the beauty of it, that's the challenge of it, and that's the art of it. Because it's not just 2 plus 2 equals 4. There's more to it than that. Any other questions on approach? Yes?
If the person really wants to avoid your eye contact, you conclude that.
That's a bad sign.
What's the question?
If the person tries to avoid eye contact, just, you know, that's a bad sign. Especially if they're starting to move away from you or to turn their head, forget it. Let them go. Take somebody else. Don't waste your breath.
Huh?
Huh? No, they don't want to hear your joke. They don't even want to see your face, and you got a pretty face. So why do they want to hear your joke? They don't want to look at you. They don't want to hear you. If I don't want to see you, that's for sure that I don't want to hear you. You get it? If I don't want to see your face, then don't open your mouth. Okay? So don't waste the breath. There is enough people out there. Take the people who are there, like, oh yeah, oh okay, yeah, what's that, you know? There's a lot of people like that, who are naturally drawn to the devotees or to the books. Deal with the favorable people. Avoid the envious, the inimical, the confused. Sometimes you can win over a few of them, but it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of effort. You have to put in a lot of hard energy. And if you have unlimited energy, go ahead, you know, be my guest. But most of us, usually after 2 hours, they're like, you know, need a break. But if you do it right, and you use the least amount of energy, you're actually building up your potential. You're actually gaining strength. By the end of the day, you're so flying, you can't stop. You're like so high, you can't stop distributing. Have you ever experienced that? How does it feel? Flying like an eagle, right? And it's not physical strength anymore. But it's a total different energy. It's a total different shock. Okay, we got to move on here. We get into interaction.
Yes.
Now, you want to take your break now?
No.
Yes.
Okay, this is democracy here. Who wants to take a break now for 15 minutes and carry on afterwards? We're not going to judge upon you, just how you feel, you know? Okay, who's for break? Okay, we take it. And who wants to continue? Ooh, that's close. How do you feel? You do the verdict.
That's okay. Let's do it again. Who's for a break?
How long is the presentation before our break, if we go to the presentation?
10 minutes.
Well, interaction, you know? It's,
it's a natural break now. Natural break.
Yeah. Okay, I think we break now, and we'll see you all back here at 20 to 12 for the interaction and closing the deal and the psychology. It took a bit longer.